Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and welcome to the last Rock and Roll Football podcast of the series, of the season of the year. Dyson, what is going on in the background there?
I mean...
Is that a cat?
I think that's my son shouting.
What's he shouting?
He's trying to set up a scale extras track, and he wants some batteries for it. I'm going to get them, but not...
He knows you're recording a podcast, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I keep telling him to be quiet, and he just doesn't listen. So,
Oh, no, someone's going to have a bad Christmas.
He is going to get it. There will be ructions when I leave this room.
Do you think he knows what a podcast is? How old is he?
3.5. No, I don't think he has any clue what a podcast is.
Okay.
He does know what the radio is because he listens to the radio in the car quite a lot. So, yeah, but I don't think he's ever downloaded or streamed a podcast or written a review on iTunes or anything like that.
OK, so imagine you had, if I said, Daddy, why are you so angry?
Because of this thing called a podcast.
What's a podcast, Daddy?
Which is, it's like got all the best bits of a radio show I've been doing this afternoon in one convenient place. Do rate, review, tell your friends, spread the word.
That sounds great, Dad.
I don't want telling my son that.
Why would anyone
and be
give it
quiet
this?
While I'm recording it, basically. That's all I want.
Wow, that sounds like everyone should give it a 5-star review, Daddy.
Yes, they should. Even if they have before, they should give it another review just to keep it... Just so other people find out about it, you know. That's what I'll say to him.
And with you guys doing it, I'm sure it's won loads of awards, has it?
Well, don't dwell on that. I don't think... they're trinkets, mere trinkets, young boy. I don't think they matter. What really matters is the loyal love of our family of podcast listeners.
No, but when you came back from that party with Dave Berry and you were very angry, you said it was all about the awards.
Oh, no, that show has won awards. Yeah, no, but this show hasn't. It's almost like it's not as important to them as the other show. But, yeah, hopefully our boss isn't listening.
If he is, what would you like to say to him, Daddy?
please enter us into an award.
I think what you're meant to say is, you're the best boss in showbiz, boss.
Oh, sorry, yes, of course. That's exactly what I meant to say. Thank you, my 3.5-year-old son.
And for all the listeners listening, aren't they also the best listeners in the world?
Well, they are, yes, they are, certainly. That's what I mean. It doesn't matter about awards, you know, reviews from your peers. It's the people that download every week. They're the real people that matter.
Yes. I'm sorry that I made you shout, Daddy. It's my fault for being three and a half.
I shouldn't have raised my voice. You don't know about podcasting, but now I think maybe you've learned a valuable lesson about what podcasting is and why you need to keep shtum.
Okay, Daddy. Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy the
That's
show.
Weird.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Still 0-0 between Aberdeen and Celtic. Just under 10 minutes left to go on that. But in a day packed full of 3 o'clock kickoffs, including one in particular, which one and which ones will Matt Dyson focus on?
Yes.
Well, the time has come.
Yes. Well, ahead of the Battle of the Goats tomorrow, Messi versus Mbappe in the World Cup final, we have the third and fourth place playoff this afternoon. Always the red-hot highlight of any tournament, isn't it? The battle for bronze. History makers Morocco, the first African nation ever to get through to the semis, face 2018 finalist Croatia. The Atlas Lions versus the Kokasti, which translates as the checkered ones, based on their red and white oversized gingham kit. Possibly one of the worst nicknames in world football. Come on, the checkered ones. Who are we? Gingham Army. It's not very intimidating, is it, really? Their other nickname is the Vetraini, which means blazers, presumably relating to smart suit jackets, not their players' love of burning the old wacky backy or constantly blazing the ball over the bar. The two teams played out a goalless draw in Group F last month, so that bodes well for this afternoon. Bono in goal for Morocco still hasn't found what he's looking for. And frankly, I used up all my YouTube puns last week.
It's okay.
Now I'm stuck in a moment I can't get out.
You've only got one left.
Yeah, it seems like longer than a week ago since that dodgy Brazilian ref Wilson Sampaio scuppered England's chances against France, not helped by Harry Kane finally using the trainee Johnny Wilkinson gave him in kicking a rugby conversion many years ago. Despite the defeat, it's been the best performance by England hooligans at a World Cup in history. Not one single incident or arrest in Qatar. Barely the hint of a flare being inserted somewhere grim. Of course, there are very firm restrictions on the sale of alcohol in Qatar, so it's almost like there's a link between booze and football violence, as if. I'm sure service will resume at stadium bars when the Premier League returns next week. We must keep the brewery sponsors happy.
The championship
is in full swing already. The Scottish Premiership is back as well. We'll have all the goals, despite some cancellations because of the cold weather. It's rock and roll football around the Christmas tree.
Oh.
Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some munch of the day and do a seance of the living.
Oh,
there we go.
He's a genius.
And it's live.
Yes, Dyson. Woohoo! Oh, it's our last one of the year. So this is like our Christmas party, our Christmas special, our end of year party. It's just everything all rolled into one, isn't it?
Yes, Merry Christmas, Fordy. Merry Christmas to you, dear rock and roll football listener.
Dyson and I are both big Christmas fans, but we're also big England fans. And we finally got to watch an England game together last Saturday after the show.
Yes, we did, yeah.
Oh, we were so excited, weren't we?
Oh, no, it all ended so horribly and left you with that familiar sinking feeling.
Yeah, I remember before the game you were like, oh, I want to see you cry. I wonder if you're going to cry.
Yeah, you didn't cry. I mean, I felt like I put too much onus on you crying.
I think you had,
You can't cry when people build it up that much.
Cry
you,
on demand is a very odd way to make a living.
Well, I suppose, actors can do it. I'm always amazed by actors that can make themselves cry. It's a great skill. You sadly couldn't do it.
I couldn't.
Or maybe you just didn't care that much.
I cared. It was just, I feel more, it was, obviously, I felt sorry for us collectively. I just felt sorry for Harry Kane specifically.
Yeah,
so much pressure on one guy.
I know. And he scored one of them. And, and we should have had more penalties, so it shouldn't have mattered, really, you know. But, yeah, very sad, very sad. I think that's probably the level we're at, don't you think, now?
No. La, 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 la. We are the greatest team. We were cheated out of it. We are the best. We are the best. La, 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 la. We will eventually win it.
Yeah, we certainly were cheated.
I was convinced we were going to win it this year.
Yes,
know.
I know.
It's
I know
the
you
most
were.
I've always, ever been.
You've always very optimistic, aren't you? Very optimistic.
It borders on basically thickness, doesn't it? It's because I'm stupid, that's why. But
no, I don't know if it's stupid or just sort of blind, almost deluded faith in Southgate, you know. Which, I mean, Southgate has done a lot to earn a lot of positives, but I don't know if I have as much faith in him as you.
Okay. Well, Dyson starts talking our country down.
Not again. We need to sound an air horn for Scotland, by the way.
Oh, yes, what a goal!
Oh, it was amazing, wasn't it? The hoops have been piling the pressure on at Pittodrie, and a left-foot pile driver from Callum McGregor has put them 1-0 up at Aberdeen. It was a lovely goal. Did you see it, Fordy?
I did. It was a scrimmage. Don't forget as well, he and Jack Grealish played together for Notts County.
Oh, my Lord.
Way back. Well, what a lovely fact that is.
Now
so,
look at them.
Yes. Oh, and talking of football, obviously it's a football show, but we're supporting Nuneaton in Glory Hunters, and their game's been postponed. So, for one day only, as an end of year Christmas treat, we're bringing back the Supporters Club. So, if your team is playing today at 3:00, text us now on 81215. Let us know why we should support your team in this one off end of year show. And if there's a festive reason why we should support them, then that would help.
All the better.
Because it's Christmas, isn't it? It's Christmas, isn't it? Are you fully in the Christmas spirit now, Dyson?
Oh, yes, I think I am 100%. Yeah. I've just had a fondant... You know fondant fancies? They've got a new festive version. That's like
what?
A,
what Mr. Kipling have?
A white fondant fancy that's like a sort of Christmassy one. I mean, it tastes just like the other ones, but it's quite nice.
So what's Christmassy about it?
It's just white. You know, they often... They're like normally...
Well, like snow?
Yellow, pink... And,
brown.
Brown, yes, that's right. They're called frosty fancies, and they're just all white. So,
Is there a sort of cinnamon edge to it? Is there a...
No, sadly not. It's still quite bland, really. No spice involved at all.
But we're slagging him off now.
Slight
he's turned on Kipling,
hasn't he? Exceedingly good. Exceedingly good. Don't get me wrong.
And do you listen to a lot of Christmas music at home?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have my Christmas playlist, Feliz Navidad on there. White Wine in the Sun is one of my favourite Christmas songs. Always makes me cry, that one.
What? It's
amazing. Yeah, do you know White Wine in the
Sun?
No,
I don't.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Like
Oh, it's a lovely song, but it's about an Australian Christmas. It's by Tim Minchin, and it's just a lovely, heartwarming song.
Show off. Yeah, I imagine it's quite cool modern stuff. Yeah, it's actually about Australia and how they feel about it.
No, I mean, it comes on after the Muppets Christmas Carol song, which I love that. Everything feels like Christmas, that one. You know.
Now, what are the odds? I'm taking the mic, but what are the odds of this? Right, the next song we're going to play is a Christmas song. What was the Tim Minchin one you said?
White Wine in the Sun. If it is, it'll be amazing.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Someone's been in touch here saying Canvey Island because we're below sea level, so it's very cold.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, I actually saw Canvey Island play football just a couple of weeks ago.
What?
You know, yeah, very vocal away support they had at Hastings United in a 1-1 draw on a cold, freezing cold Tuesday night a couple of weeks ago.
When you say very vocal, do you mean they were poorly behaved?
No. They were loud. They made a lot of noise. They had a drum, but they sang a lot. But the great thing about football in the Isthmian League is
when
my favourite league is when they change ends at half time. The fans just swap ends.
They do.
I love it. Yeah. So lo-fi as a form of football. I really enjoyed it.
So who were you there with?
I was there with my mate Ben. We just went to watch. I've been meaning to go and watch my local team, Hastings United, for a while, and it was quite good night out. I mean, now Forest are in the Premier League, I feel like it's too glitzy and glamorous for me. So I've started to focus on non-league instead.
And talk us through the experience. Did you have a couple of beers? Did you have a hot dog?
Yes. Couple of beers. I had a hot dog. Ben had a burger that was still frozen in the middle.
You're kidding.
He didn't enjoy it at all. It was not nice. It stayed with him for some time. They had a great bar that was well stocked, and you could watch the game from the bar. And when the ball goes out, I just love watching keepers run off and jump over fences to get a ball. It's just something nice about it. Something simple about that.
There is indeed. I mean, it's a very, like you say, very different to the Premier League. I mean, selling burgers that are still frozen in the middle, that's not good though, right? Sorry for being a foodie about this.
No. Now you mention it, that's good. That's not right, yeah. Yes, I think it was a one-off. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt on that. It had been there for a while. You know, I think they obviously let it go cold and then they reheated it, but it was still not quite thawed in the middle.
Okay, Rhys Griffiths.
These things happen, yeah.
Says, we've got to support Folkestone Invicta based on the quality of the footy scran on offer. He's posted a picture of a cheeseburger at Folkestone that looks way better.
It does look very nice.
Than whatever you lot were eating the other night.
It doesn't look frozen.
Frozen Ross burgers from the back of the freezer.
It looks amazing, Folkestone Invicta, also in the Isthmian. So, yeah, I'd be quite happy to support them.
OK, well, keep your suggestions coming in. 8, 12, 15. It's got to be a 3 o'clock kickoff today. And if there's a festive angle as to why would you... I guess, in a way, frozen food is festive, isn't it?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
But also potentially a threat to your physical health.
Yes, festive and hard to digestive.
Please go... But guys, please, look, if you're having food this Christmas, do follow the instructions on the box, OK? All
yes,
of us here
please.
At Bauer and the Absolute
yes.
Radio family, fully cook those burgers through.
Heat it through, come on.
A few more suggestions. Heart of Midlothian in Scotland for a 3 o'clock, Dyson?
Oh, yes, I've always had a soft spot for the Jambos, yeah.
Why?
Playing Kilmarnock, aren't they? I just like them. I like that side of Edinburgh. I like the colour of their badge.
When you say that side, are you making a political point?
No,
or
do you mean team.
Okay.
The colour of the Jambos. I used to have a friend called Wee Craig who supports Hearts and
Wee Craigie.
Yeah, I just like them. Wee Craigie. Exactly. And they're playing Kilmarnock, so we should get a win, I think. Kilmarnock aren't doing that well this season.
Wee! How quickly you become a fan. Hastings, I mean, Forest, Hearts.
There are other suggestions on the table, of course. Some people say Morocco, obviously, which I think we are supporting anyway, pretty much. Someone saying Eastbourne Borough, Tony Deakin on Twitter there in the FA Trophy or something this afternoon, I think. Could be worth a shout.
Tracy says Swansea City. I started supporting them when I accompanied an ex-boyfriend to a few matches. I'm not with him anymore. But you kind of keep your first football love, don't you? I mean, Swansea, not him, although I am still friends with him.
Oh, right, OK. Yeah. Yeah, we can support Swag City. We haven't backed them for a while, have we?
Although it feels like, you know what, I really like that Folkestone Invicta one just because of that big burger.
Yes, it does look great. Yeah,
and it's Isthmian.
Yeah, it's Isthmian, so I'm happy. I think we should definitely go for Folkestone.
Does it go?
A festive air horn. Two goals. Amazing.
Wow. Oh, the third place playoff, Dyson.
It's really kicking off, isn't it? The chequered ones took the lead, Croatia, through the masked face of Josko Gvardiol. But then just a couple of minutes later, straight away, Morocco run up the other end and they've bundled in an equaliser. It's 1-1. 8 minutes in.
Absolutely. It's already 1-1. The thrill of this. So today, Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio, it's our last show of the year, it's our Christmas special. We are supporting a one-off supporters club. We are supporting Folkestone Invicta. So Dyson, take us to the beautiful village of Folkestone.
Yes. Oh, the port town on the English Channel in Kent. In the southeast of England, it lies on the southern edge of the North Downs, at the valley between two cliffs. It was an important harbour and shipping port for most of the 19th and 20th centuries. Invicta play their football at Cheriton Road, a 4,000 capacity stadium with very good catering by the looks of it on our social media. They do amazing burgers. Some famous people from...
No more detail. No burgers.
They do amazing burgers. I mean, that's all we can say. I mean, I think, what's the name of the people that do the burgers at Folkestone Invicta have got a special
got loaded fries there. They look good.
Have they really? Wow. Yeah, apparently they've got everything. Just
cheesy chips.
They're called Just the Ticket Limited. They do a very good a sort of food van. It's like street food in a van, but they do it at a football match, which is nice, isn't it?
Do you know what?
I want to see more of that, please.
This is the verbal equivalent of someone trying to hit the word count on a piece of homework.
They do a food van,
which is like a van that serves food, and they do it at the football ground. They pull up outside the football ground in the food van and sell food out the van.
Therefore, in conclusion to this essay, let's look at some celebrities from Folkestone.
Good.
Who may have grown up supporting Folkestone Invicta.
Lovely.
TV chef Phil Vickery.
Oh.
He's from there. Gerald
Folkestone Invicary.
Oh, yes, very nice. Gerald Sinstat, the legendary football commentator, is from Folkestone. A heavy metal drummer called Thunderstick. I'm not 100% sure who he is.
Can't have been christened that, surely.
Surely not. Sam Pepper, who was on Big Brother in 2010. I vaguely remember the name. Yehudi Menuhin, the violinist. He's from Folkestone. And Hattie Jakes from the Carry On.
Oh, the biggest one till last!
Yeah, exactly. What a melting pot Folkestone is.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think they might sell a melting pot down at Folkestone Invicta. It's like a big gooey street food fondue.
Oh, yes. Love a bit of that. Dip those chips in.
Dip the chips in. We are supporting Folkestone Invicta in their 3 o'clock kickoff against Leicester. Bolton, by the way, beating Exeter 1-0. Derby beating Forest.
Yes.
Green Rovers.
Yeah,
no. What a joke.
Good one, mate.
England exited at the quarter-final stage, but they didn't technically come home empty-handed. Handed.
Yes, no, well, handed. Certainly John Stones and Carl Walker have found a stray cat. A lovely story, this. They met this cat at their training complex. They've called him
You'll give
Dave.
Me a training complex if you give me.
Sorry, yeah, I will. This tabby cat was just a stray, kept turning up at their dinner table, and they would feed it some food. Carl Walker and
they'd feed it some
Stones.
Food out of a van. It's like a food van that turned
up. Yeah, it's
up
like a food van that they do, you know, these trendy food vans. The cat was there, and they've decided to take the cat home, so it needs to have all the vaccinations and stuff, but then they're going to take it back to Manchester.
Well, yes, I mean, I didn't for one second think that the cat would be an anti-vaxxer. I know it's popular in some quarters, but tell us about the friends you've made on holiday. Are you still in touch with them? Because sometimes you make friends on holiday, you say you keep in touch with them, you don't. Have you ever made a holiday friend, Dyson?
You know, the whole thing of meeting couples on holiday as a grown-up, I've never really got into that.
What sort of holidays have you been going on?
I've never got into that. Sort of thing. You know, like, oh, we'll meet Bobby G. Because if you're in a hotel and you you meet a couple one night and then they start to irritate you a bit, then you're stuck with them and you've got, it's hard to get away from them, isn't it, if you ever start.
Especially on the holidays you go on, yeah.
Yeah. But yes, when I was a kid, I went camping once with my family and we came very close to a family from Essex and their children. And I adopted the Essex accent by the end of the week we'd been camping. I was like,
what?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'd spent so much time with them. I was like, yeah, get some jellied eels and whelks or whatever they used to talk about. But I'd gone fully Essex.
How old were you?
In the space of a week. I was about 8, by the way. Very young and impressionable. But I just spent so much time with them, I started to talk like them.
I can't believe you brought the accent back. That's incredible. You became Essex.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, it soon left as I was widely mocked by my family. But yeah, suddenly I did. I fell in love with Essex so much, I adopted it going forward, yeah.
It's the only way. And you were an early adopter.
It's the only way, yeah. They should have started the reality docu-series then.
So text us on 81215 if you're still in touch with someone that you met on holiday. Or were they good fun on holiday and then you met back in Blighty, and it didn't work out.
Same.
I'm talking like Dyson when he's come back of his holiday. Yeah, young Dyson,
it wasn't the same, was it, without the sangria?
Yeah,
and
mum,
the
you
sunshine.
Mag. Get me a Solero, you mag. Don't pie me off, Dad. On paper, I think I want to go to the all-inclusive. I want a chicken Kiev now, you mag. Was it like that? I can't imagine you ever being rude.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. Pretty much, that's exactly how it was.
Annie in Stockport. We all know Annie. She says, I have kept in touch with someone from holiday back in 1982 from a Club 18 to 30 holiday in Ibiza. That's really like the hardest thing to keep in touch.
That's amazing.
We also keep in touch with friends we met in Skiathos in 1993 from Norway.
Skiathos, 93. Yes,
they invited me over to the 1994 Winter Olympics.
Wow.
I've never heard anything quite like it.
Wow, see, it's worth keeping in touch with these people, isn't it, you see? Well done, Annie.
That's a good point. You never know the networking opportunities you might get.
Exactly. Just hook up on LinkedIn, if nothing else.
Yeah. Next time you get chatting at the all-inclusive bar and you think, oh, no, there's other British people there. You go, hi, how are you? Yeah. You go, don't say something racist. Please don't be racist. That's what I always think. When we meet British people abroad, I'm like, no.
God.
Don't please say something racist.
Please don't be drunk.
Please don't say something horrible. And then the next thing should be, one, are you racist? And they say no. You say fine, they can have one drink. And then say, look, can you get me tickets to like Wembley or the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, good. Yeah. What's in it for me?
Ladies and gentlemen, very excited. It's time now. Please give it up for the How Time Entertainment.
Now, a classic Christmas present is a calendar. But what sort of calendar to buy? Maybe a football one, maybe an X-Files one, maybe doggies. But the must-have calendar for next year is the sequel of The Wonderful World of Jack Grealish's Calves, and we can talk to the man behind the phenomenon, Kevin Beresford. Kevin, Merry Christmas.
See you too.
Kevin, what made you do a calendar of Jack Grealish's Calves?
Well, it started last year. I did a calendar of just his cars, by the way. Nothing else, just cars.
Yeah, nothing else.
Okay.
It was when I'm an Aston Villa supporter, and I was gutted when Jack decided to leave us and go over to the dark side. I was really gutted. So I thought, I'm not going to do a calendar of Jack Grealish now he's gone to another club. It was like losing your girl. A much better looking guy, a much richer guy, do you know what I mean? So I really got yourself, I'm going to do this calendar of just these calves as an act of revenge, if you like. But it sold really well. It sold really, really well. So I'm doing a sequel this year, and his calves are bigger and better and they're less hairy this year. I think he's had a one.
And how do you choose which images of his calves? You can only have 12.
Well, some are leisurely, where he's just relaxing. Somewhere he's in the gym, there's a hilarious one in January. He's upside down, his legs are up in the air. Calves of a great gutting as he is.
Imagine them pumped up after a gym session. They must be huge, like bigger than normal.
He reckons he hasn't worked on them, you know. It runs in the
family. Does he shave them now, then? Has he started shaving
them? Most of the footballers do now. I haven't known for this World Cup. I was reading something, you know, whether it's to do with the heat or whatever.
Right. Kev, I remember when you first went viral with this calf calendar. You said you hoped that Jack's calves would get a bigger exposure on the world stage. Do you think that's happened at the World Cup, or have we not seen enough of them?
I think so, because the thing with I recognised him because he wears those little dinky shin pads, doesn't he, that he's wore since he was a kid. And he always rolls his socks down, doesn't he? So everyone instantly recognises his colossal calves.
And as far as you're aware, is he aware of this calendar? Has he been in touch at all?
Well, there's been that much publicity. I mean, Amanda Holden interviewed me twice over them, and it was on British TV. Sooner or later, he must have seen these things. Whether he'll be pleased or offended, I don't know.
But he's not come after you for a cut of the royalties?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So are these the only calendars you've made, Kev, or have you done others?
No, I do car parks of England, I do roundabouts of Britain, I do all sorts of weird and wonderful ones.
Kevin, you brought so much joy to us this last couple of years. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. Merry Christmas. Yeah. Oh, one last question then. What calendar will you have up in your house next year?
Well, I'm going to do a future project, Roadworks of Redditch.
We've got the exclusive.
I reckon that's going to be our bestseller, Roadworks of Redditch.
And how can people buy your calendars?
Dolkev.com.
Go Kev?
No, Dol, D-U-L-L, Dol Kev. I'm the dullest man in Britain.
No, you're not, Dol!
No, mate, come on.
Well, I'm a member of the Dol Men's Club, so don't shout too much that I'm not Dol, but I get kicked out.
Merry Christmas, Kev!
Happy New Year!
Kicking you into shape, it's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Can I only mean one thing? There's a goal in our Supporters Club game. And who's it for? It's for Folkestone Invicta, who are winning 1-0.
Yes, Aid Youssef has scored the only goal of the game so far. Released in space down the left, the flag stays down. He cuts inside and leaves the keeper sprawling as he finishes into an empty net. Folkestone 1-0 up and going through in the FA Trophy this afternoon. We also have a goal just before half-time at the World Cup for there. Ooh yeah, indeed. Croatia going to half-time 2-1 up. Mislav Orsic with a lovely curled finish into the top corner, just above the reaching arms of Bono in goal. Perhaps he should take those silly sunglasses off. he might be better. But Bono couldn't reach it. And Croatia 2-1 up at half-time in the third and fourth place playoff.
I'm glad we got the Folkestone players' name right, because when they tweeted their starting 11, they had to issue a correction because they'd put the wrong players in the wrong shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they tweeted their starting 11 and then put correction. Ira Jackson wears number 11, Olutade the number 9. Oh, so even messy. They don't know who their own players are. Yeah. So hopefully we've got that right. But text us on 8-12-15 about meeting people abroad. Have you kept in touch with friends you made on holiday? I know someone who made friends on holiday and then went on holiday with those people.
Oh,
Paul McCaffrey. I'm sure he won't mind telling you this. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Nice. So they're still friends and they specifically holiday together. They never meet in the UK.
I don't know if they only do. It would be odd to lay down the law in that way, wouldn't it?
But I'm your friend, but only abroad.
Only abroad. Okay. When we are on British soil, I never want to speak to you. Wow. Which is what Kate said to you last time you went on holiday.
That's true, yeah. So where did they meet? Where did Paul meet these people?
On holiday somewhere. I can't remember exactly where, but I thought it was a bit... Oh, we're going on holiday with people we met on holiday. I was like, well, then you're going to meet more people and then you're all going to go on holiday. Is that snowball effect of people you met
on
holiday?
Where does it end?
Nightmare.
Where does it end?
You'd end up coming home just to meet new people. Obviously, the final is tomorrow, and we're all hoping that we were going to be there, but we're not. Maybe a generation here. I'm 40 now. I'm an older man.
Oh, yes.
I don't really feel any of the jingoistic resentment of Argentina or France. That feels like it belongs to a different age. As an older man, are you still quite angry towards them?
But also in his 40s, yes. I'm not angry towards Argentina or France, to be honest, but I just think it would be a nice way to end Messi's career, wouldn't it?
By losing.
Lifting the trophy, no. I just think France won it last time, and they're just grinding out results. They're not being particularly entertaining, I don't think. And Argentina have been quite entertaining. So I'd rather Argentina won, but I suspect France may grind this one out as well.
Part of me wants France to win because we lost to them, so then we lost to the best.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, part of me wants Argentina to win because I think that would make Ronaldo cry.
Yes,
and I would like
true,
to see
yeah.
him. I would like him to be most upset. Equally, I really like France as a place.
Yes, yeah.
It's great, isn't it?
And they're very stylish. Yeah, I envy their way of life. Yeah. So,
so I don't think it's okay to do an Argentinian accent on the radio.
No, it's not.
Don't try and give it. Do not pick a Moroccan person for that seance, Lee. But yeah, I think I'd like France to win it, you know.
Really?
They're our neighbours. They're basically a home nation. We're only 18 miles apart, aren't we, or something?
Well, yeah, I know, but I just think it's a nice savage little change and let Argentina win it. And like I say, just to top off Messi's career, it seems like the perfect way for it to end.
OK, well, text us on 8-12-15. Who do you want to win tomorrow and why? Is there, I mean, particularly if it's a non-footballing reason, maybe you just like French wine. I think that's what it is, you know. I eat more French stuff than I eat Argentinian stuff.
What, Argentinian... I don't know what I eat that's Argentinian.
Steak, maybe.
Steak, yeah.
Wine.
I've been to some nice Argentinian steakhouses and drank a Malbec, certainly. So, yeah. Yeah, maybe I do want them to win.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
That can only mean one thing. There's been a goal in our supporters club game, Dyson.
Has there? Wait a minute.
Yes, there has.
For Folkestone Invicta?
No.
It's
for Leicester.
Not for Leicester.
Leicester.
Oh, no, so it's 1-1. Currently
it is.
In the FA Trophy. This afternoon.
That's right, very sad. We've been talking about people you meet on holiday. In our mentions on our social media channel, two guys, Mark and Tony, are reminiscing about how they met. It's a lovely story. Mark says, I saw Tony walking across the square in Mallorca in 2010 wearing a Forest shirt. I got talking to him and we've stayed in touch. We still meet up for London games when I can get to the City Ground. Tony's replied, it was great to meet you and your family. We had some brilliant holidays and have enjoyed away games together. More to come. And he said, likewise, mate, especially in the Premier League. And then Tony said, and we never thought we'd be saying that, come on. And then Mark, I think, has liked the tweet. Cilla Black.
Oh, that is lovely. Surprise, surprise.
Well, I guess it's Paddy McGuinness these days, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Let's reunite them on this show one day. That'd be nice. So they're still friends. They still hold day together. That'd be lovely. It is nice when you see someone in a square or somewhere abroad wearing the shirt of the team you support, particularly when you're a smaller club like Forest. It seems quite rare when you see that abroad, isn't it? Always nice. Puts a spring in your step.
It does indeed. But there's almost a bromance going on there, which is nice. Are you a Paddy McGuinness guy or a Cilla Black guy?
Oh, Cilla Black guy. I've not even seen the new version. I mean, I didn't really know there was one.
Well, no, it's because it's, I guess, that... what was it called? What's the Paddy McGuinness dating show?
Not Blind the Date.
It's Blind the Date.
Blind the Date.
Exactly.
Oh, what a
It's Blind the Date.
Yeah, I don't mind the catchphrase heavy one where they come down in the tube. Yeah, it's all right, that.
But now it's all like, you know, let the foot see the shoe. A huge goal in the Championship, Dyson, at Coventry.
Coventry against Swansea looks like an amazing game. Coventry were 3-0 up, and Swag City have just got an equaliser in the 84th minute. 3-3. What a game. Liam Cullum with the equaliser. It's like an amazing game in the Championship. Also in the Championship, Burnley were 1-0 down at home to Middlesbrough. They're now winning 3-1, so we'll stay top of the table this afternoon. Watford 1-0 up at Huddersfield, and 10-man Sunderland are 1-0 up at Hull.
You do worry with that Coventry. I mean, obviously, there's still time for them to get back into it and win it. But will this affect trade at the Binley Mega Chippy tonight?
Exactly. Yeah. One of the viral sensations of 2022, first talked about by you, Fordy, on this show many years ago. And I'm sure the boys from Swansea will be celebrating in Binley should they win tonight.
Do you know what? We were talking, weren't we? My brother grew up around the corner from the Binley Mega Chippy.
Yes,
I mean, he was saying, I don't want to talk down the Binley Mega Chippy. We're big fans of the Binley Mega Chippy.
Yes.
He was saying it's not the best chippy in Binley.
That's it. It's all hype. It's like it's just made a name for itself, but the quality of the food isn't that good.
I think it's great, you know. I just think it's one of those things where it's like when people aren't into Oasis or the Beatles. Eventually, we all get into the Binley Mega Chippy.
Yes, you've got to go. Go get a picture and you know, have some of their food. It's fine.
It's fine! It's fine! It's great chips! You can't get better.
Well, I mean, but it's not amazing, is it, by all accounts?
So, are you having... maybe it's our last munch of the day of the not the season, the year. So text on 8-12-15. What are you going to have for your Christmas dinner, particularly if it's not turkey? I mean, but maybe it's not even a roast dinner. Maybe having chips. Maybe you're going to the Binley Mega Chippy.
Ah, there must be someone out there on TikTok who's going to turn up at Binley on Christmas Day.
I'm fairly certain. How about a battered Christmas dinner? Like, battered stuffing would be good. Battered potatoes. You know what I had last year, remember? Battered Brussels. I had battered Brussels sprouts.
You loved them, didn't you? Yeah,
they were amazing with a cheese dip.
Just get the whole Christmas dinner and stick it in batter and shove it in the fryer and just have the whole plate deep fried in batter. It'd be amazing.
How about an edible battered plate?
Ooh, now you're talking.
That's the point which you meant to say no, not
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh, no, that sounds awful.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day. Oh, it's Munch of the Day! So, what are people having? I always talk over the wrong bit. What are people having for their Christmas dinner, Dyson?
Oh, well, there's so many great ones coming in. Alternative suggestions. Christine in Northampton. We're having a curry, as we have done for 15 years. Until lockdown,
big
we
curry.
Would go out to a restaurant. Now it's delivered in a box. Lovely. Yeah, sounds like it was better pre-lockdown by the sounds of it, Christine. But I've always admired
Stop talking
those.
For you. You're slagging off the Binley Mega Chippy. You're slagging off people's curry.
Well, I've always admired the people who go out for an Indian meal on a Christmas day. I love it. I've always wanted to do it. It feels dangerous.
Who do you admire? Nelson Mandela, Greta Thunberg, and the people who go out for an Indian meal on Christmas
Christine
Day.
Christine in Northampton. Every time. Get this from Dave on the Isle of Wight.
Get it some Dave on the Isle of Wight.
Mate dropped off a leg of venison Christmas Eve in the slow cooker with some herbs, cooking overnight, job done. Might buy a small chicken for the picky kids and tell them it's turkey. All the best, Dave on the Isle of Wight.
Dave on the Isle of Wight. Lindsay in Edinburgh says, I'm working the wards on Christmas Day, so we'll be lucky if we get a break, to be honest. Well, Lindsay, hopefully at some point you get to enjoy something nice. And Tracy in Hainault says, me and my other half are here having fillet steak and the chicken will be having an entire tray of pigs in blankets each with all the usual roasting. Just a sheer amount of meat. That's pig twice, the sausage and the bacon, cow for the steak, and the children.
Yeah, not
they
the
won't be eating the children. That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I thought she was having like beef, chicken. Oh, well, there we go.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Will indeed, everyone. Join with me now to see who is out there. Tracy on Twitter has a very specific question for the seance today. She wants to know what Keir Starmer had in his advent calendar this morning. But, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be Keir if we can't get through to him. I'd like to know what Roy Keane had in his calendar. What type of advent calendar have they both got? And they're all welcome. Let's see if we can get in touch with everyone.
Okay.
And talk advent calendars. Here we go. Is there anybody there?
The Honourable Gentleman talks about Advent, but he has let down every single door on this calendar, Mr. Speaker. And he asked me to remind him. It's my job to ask the questions and it's his job to answer them. But to come to the point, of course I've got an advent calendar. It's made from sustainable cardboard. It's something that is very important this time of year to remember those less fortunate than ourselves. And every time I have a bit of chocolate, I donate to charity. But it's also important, as well as having chocolate, to have fruit and veg as well. So every day I go into the fruit cabinet in my kitchen.
Okay, yeah.
And I have a carrot for every bit of chocolate. Because it's a... Sounds like there's a motorbike going off
yes,
there.
What on earth is going on?
It's just typical of the Honourable Gentleman to just not take this feature seriously. Why doesn't he take it seriously, Mr. Speaker? Because he's an unprofessional broadcaster, sat there in his underpants, broadcasting to the nation. Windows open, pants off, spaghetti hoops all down his belly.
It's like you can see me, Keir.
I can smell you. It's bad enough. God bless us, everyone.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, there we go. That was the show. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll be back in January. Oh, Dyson, what a rollercoaster. Let's just think about the year we've had, actually. Forest promoted. The Lionesses won the Euros.
Forest
got promoted.
That's been a great year, hasn't it? Yeah. The first year I cried at a football match. And, when Forest got promoted. Yeah, I know. It's been an amazing year, hasn't it? One of the best years of football in my life, I think.
Yeah.
Potentially, that, when you put it like that.
Very special time.
Yeah.
And what a day it's been. Your 3.5-year-old has learned about podcasting in quite some detail.
Yeah, very detailed lesson on podcasting there for him. Now he just needs to go away and record his own. And then...
We didn't talk about this on the show, really. What are you going to have for your Christmas dinner?
Big chicken. We don't do
chicken. It's called a turkey, mate.
Big chicken. No, it's called a... Oh, God, what's it called? It's like the big...
cockerel.
Male. No, yeah, the cockerel, but it's got a specific name for it, that when the big cockerel.
Like the king... Cock.
Yeah, no, it's got...
but it's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, cockerel roast.
He's Googling it. The tippy-tappy of a man.
Sorry, yeah.
Hunched over his laptop.
How long does it take to cook a cockerel? This isn't really helping me. Anyway, I'm having like a big
okay.
chicken.
Yeah. And will you cook it?
No, Katie would generally do the... I'll do my trademark roast potatoes, obviously, so I'll be... I'm like the sous chef, really, in our kitchen on Christmas
Day. Bladdered.
She's caught.
Bladdered by midday. She's just like, I'll do it again. Yeah. You're a mess.
Well, no, we're both bladdered, but she's doing more of the heavy lifting.
Stop shouting at the children about podcasting.
I'm doing the heavy lifting. She does the finessing. I think that's what it is.
So tell us then. So enlighten us. What are your show-stopping roast potatoes? How can all of us this Christmas enjoy roast potatoes as good as yours?
Oh, it's really very simple. Just simple parboiling, then a shake within the pan once you've drained them, and then put them into... I put them into cold fat, which is quite controversial. And for Christmas, you're going to get some goose fat or something like that. And then put them in with that. Just start, give them a good hour and a half, and they're going to be amazing. It's really quite simple. Don't mess around with flour or any of that nonsense.
Okay, and just for those listeners of ours who are vegetarian or vegan, what's like the best non-animal-based fat...
Vegetable oil, I'd suggest, would be the way to go. Certainly,
excellent.
Yeah, I often do it with vegetable oil when it's not a special occasion. What will you be having? A nut roast?
I'm lethally allergic to nuts, as you know.
Oh,
that would kill me.
Oh, God. Almighty.
If I ever say yes to that,
mate, sorry,
you know
yeah.
I need help. So, no.
No, God, no.
I actually heavens don't know, because we're going to someone else's catering.
Are you?
Yeah, we're going around someone else's.
Oh,
so.
Who
it's quite
is
nice.
It? Are we allowed to say, or is it someone exciting?
Well, it's not like a state secret or anything, but I don't want to put pressure on them.
Okay, wow, yeah. All right, yeah. Oh, nice. So it's not family, though?
Oh, yeah, it's family, yeah.
Oh, right, lovely, great. Oh, great, well, that'd be very
so,
nice.
So, yeah, I don't know, I think there'd be multiple meat. I think it'd be one of those where it's like gammon, beef, turkey.
Ooh, three-bird roast.
Yeah.
Love
it's a guy called Toby, a guy called Toby Carvery. He's invited us. Yeah, lovely guy.
I reckon you could probably eat as much as you like there.
Yeah. you know what? I'm sort of stringing this out because I feel bad that we've got to the end.
Yeah, the end of the year.
The end of the year.
Well, that's it. See you in 2023.
See you in 2023, mate. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And as we say always at Christmas, and I think this might be from either Dickens or the Bible, do leave a 5-star written review and share and subscribe.